Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Investors are saying we can't take the financial risk anymore. Yes, we cannot take the financial risk anymore. In New York City, in New York State, because of the attack on Donald Trump, that was clearly an abuse of power by an activist judge that was wanting to go after Donald Trump and an activist DA who said she was going to bury Trump when she was trying to get elected if she was elected. I want you to hear what real estate investors say after the Trump ruling and also what Donald Trump had to say at his town hall the other night with Laura Ingraham. Listen.
The Ingraham Engels town hall last night in South Carolina.
We went through a trial. It turned out we're totally innocent on everything. And he fined me $355 million plus interest and other things. My financial statements were conservative. Everybody made money. There was no victim. This guy ruled that I was guilty before the trial started.
Well, now some real estate investors are worried about working in New York City and owning property there. Private equity fund manager and real estate investor Grant Cardone told his employees, quote, immediately discontinue all underwriting on New York City real estate. The risk outweighs the opportunities at this time. Focus on Texas and Florida. And Grant joins us right now from down in Florida. Hey, Grant, how are you?
Hey, thank you, Steve. I'm good this morning.
Okay. Listen, I think that's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, I'm sitting in New York City. If I had my druthers, I would think that Florida or Texas would be a better bet, just given the fact there's so much crime and the fact that, as we've been detailing, you know, the migrant crisis is zapping all of our resources here. This is not a good real estate market right now, right?
It was an opportunity. We thought this year was the opportunity to come into Chicago, California, and New York City. I've been waiting for 40 years now to invest in that marketplace. I was completely confident, Steve, this was the year to come. And when that ruling happened, it was like pencils down, don't touch it, don't go there. We invest for 14,000 investors at Cardone Capital that depend on cash flow. And if I can't predict the cash flow because of some ruling or because of the migrants or because I can't evict people. New York City just keeps doing every single thing they can to sell real estate in Florida right. And not sell real estate in New York.
Right. Well, and just look at the Grant Cardone story. You left the great state of California, over 10 years ago and moved to Florida because that makes sense. Now, Grant, what is it about this particular judge's ruling that has you worried as a real estate investor going forward? The peril you could wind up in.
Yeah, so on every loan application or every transaction, I'm going to go to a bank and say, hey, if I want to put a loan on this, what are the loan proceeds going to be? Those loan proceeds are based on the value of the property. They're going to require me to actually underwrite my property on the cash flow, the income of the property, and what valuation I believe that property is worth. The broker will also put a valuation on it, probably a third party, one of my third parties to check my own underwriting for me internally for my investors. And then the bank is also, Steve, going to use at least one other appraisal, maybe two. Yeah. Or independent of me. They're going to go out and hire those people and pay those people. They'll charge me back for it later. Sure. So there could be as many as five appraisals on that. The value that I'm going to put on the property, keep in mind, when I'm buying something, I'm not thinking about selling it the next day. In the case of Trump, he's not selling any of his stuff.
Right.
In the case of Cardone Capital, we are long-term holders, 10, 15, and 20 years. We want the property for the cash flow. So I'm going to put a value on it in the future. And look, I remember doing a deal once where I put a value on my property that I was getting rid of. I inflated the value. A guy at the bank at Merrill Lynch heard about it and bought it for the price I had stated to the bank. So every seller is always going to push the price value up based on the future, not based on fraud.
So you're just worried that you might, if you were big in New York real estate, this could come back to haunt somebody like you.
Until this thing is overruled, and I believe it will be, nobody in commercial real estate investing big money. We were going to put $1 billion in New York City. Wow. This year. We were going to put $1 billion in Chicago and maybe another billion in Los Angeles, and we won't touch any of them now.
All right.
Texas, Florida, Arizona. Go hard, go big, and go long.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first from Grant Cardone.
Texas. Did you hear that? Florida? I mean, he says go long and go hard. By the way, I don't think he's crazy in what he's saying here. I think this is exactly what you would expect from any investor. There's going to be people saying, oh, this is just some pro-Trump guy mouthing off. No. I think this is actually a smart investor who is a fiduciary for his investors with billions of dollars at play. Why take the risk? I want to also let you hear what O'Leary had to say. Shark Tank guy. This is Shark Tank guy that understands investing. He's very smart. He's not political. On Fox.
Kevin O'Leary back with us, O'Leary Ventures chairman, Shark Tank investor. You know, Kevin, you had mentioned, and it was a very profound kind of comment, that you know, some of these other businesses do have right to be concerned, whether they like Donald Trump or not. Maybe you can elaborate on that.
Well, this award, I mean, just leaving the whole Trump thing out of it and seeing what occurred here, and I'm no different than any other investor. I'm shocked at this. I can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. There's no rationale for it. And so let me give you a real-time experience I'm having regarding this, and I'm not the only one. It doesn't matter what the governor says. New York was already a loser state. Like California is a loser state. There are many loser states because of policy, high taxes, uncompetitive regulation. It was already on the top of the list of being a loser state. I would never invest in New York now, and I'm not the only person saying that. And here's a real-time situation. In development in real estate right now, the hottest asset class is very high-end data centers. They cost anywhere from $2.5 to $3.5 billion each. They're very expensive. They require low power. You need permits. But most of the major institutions in the world need more data centers, and that's why developers like me are doing this. Now, you need power. So New York has Niagara Falls. Normally, you'd consider that to put in one of these facilities, create 400 jobs, five more jobs for each of one of those for auxiliary services. I can't go to New York. So I'm going to Oklahoma, North Dakota, West Virginia. Governor Stitt, Kevin Stitt, my staff have met with him. Governor Bergen, the same thing. Governor Justice. Those are winner states. They don't do things like this. I have to syndicate that debt and all that equity. We're talking billions of dollars here. Do you think any foreign institution or any private equity firm or any pension fund would touch New York? No. And that's why New Yorkers should be concerned. The fine people of New York should ask themselves, why are we such a loser state? How are we going to attract business? It's not just the existing businesses that are fleeing out to Texas and Florida. What about new money like this that I'm talking about, like a $4 billion data center? Not a chance I would put that in New York. Zero probability. Never. And so they've got a lot of work to do to find themselves getting out of this situation. This has all occurred post-pandemic. Winner states versus loser states. Look at Tennessee right now, fastest growing city in America, Nashville. Winner state, good policy, competitive taxes. You've got to start thinking about this in the context of winners and losers. New York, mega loser state.
So, Kevin, what did you think of Governor Hochul saying this is like a unique one and done because Donald Trump went too far and was so nefarious? You guys, if you're just doing what you should be doing, you have nothing to worry about. But they're very worried about it.
Yeah, we're very worried. Every investor is worried because where is the victim? Who lost money? This is some arbitrary decision a judge made. This policy and what this says, what does this say about the bar, the legal bar in New York? Aren't they going to question this judge? What is this? $355 million and there's dollars as a penalty and there's plus interest at 9% and there's no victim? I mean, I'm sorry, her words fall on deaf ears to everybody. There's nothing she can say to justify this decision. And this has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Forget about Trump. This is not a Trump situation. This is a New York problem now. The whole world is looking at this saying, what are you doing to yourselves?
Well put, Kevin. Always good chatting with you. Kevin O'Leary, following all of that.
I mean, you hear what he says there, and he said after the Trump ruling, I would never invest in mega loser New York. The number of jobs that this is going to cost, and look, even if it is overturned, the millions of dollars in legal bills to defend yourself from this, and everybody's saying the same thing. They believe this is going to be overturned, right? Like everybody's saying it. It's going to be overturned. This is not some crazy, like it's so crazy that it's obvious it's going to be overturned, right? It's so absurd, it's obvious it's going to be overturned. It's clear. I go back to, if you're a smaller investor, I've invested in things before and it was a lot of money to me. It may not be a lot to somebody that's a billionaire, but a lot of investments are actually not funded by billionaires. They're funded by smaller investors that do 50 grand, 20,000, 70,000, 100,000, 200,000, and people that worked years to get that money to then invest to the next thing. If you know this can happen to what you're investing in, why would you ever even think that I'm going to take the chance? I mean, I've invested in several businesses. Some have done incredibly well. Some have been a disaster. And when you work hard, you're trying to provide for your family, and you know that now you're about to do business in a place where a state could just take it all away from you and could bankrupt the business just because they don't like your politics and just because they can. And even if it is overturned, you still lost out on how much money, right? How much money have you lost out on from having to defend yourself and not expanding your business? Is another example of this. What's the point? Why take the risk? That's the big thing that everybody's asking themselves right now. Why take the risk in New York? And it's not just one person saying this. That's why I played for you. It's multiple people saying this now, saying there's no upside for us to be in New York City. There's no upside to be in the state of New York. And it's bad enough the governor had to make the comments basically saying, hey, no. This is just Trump. It's not going to be you. Don't worry. Well, if they'll do it to Trump, they'll do it to you. And that's what Trump has been saying all along. If they'll do it to me, they'll do it to you. I want to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. If you're like me and you are sick and tired of giving your money to woke companies, you've got to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Let me explain why. Because every time you make a phone call, every single time you pay your bill, every time you send a text, You are actually standing up for what you believe in, because 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes, and that's why Patriot Mobile was created, to fight back. You may not realize this, but Big Mobile, the company you're probably with right now, gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood and to Democratic causes and candidates running for local, state, national, and even the presidential election cycle. Don't give your mind to companies that hate your values. Switch to Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all the major networks that you're using right now, which means you get the same exact coverage you're accustomed to without funding the agenda of the woke left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, they support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life, as well as the Second Amendment, with every single dollar every time you pay your bill. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. You can call them and switch, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Plus, you'll get free activation when you use the promo code Ben when you check them out. Don't forget it. Promo code Ben, free activation, 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I got a weird story for you this morning, one that you're going to crack up laughing over, and you can't make this one up. You ready for this? A New Orleans, as Diaz would put it, magician says a Democratic operative paid him to make a fake Biden robocall. That's right, a Democratic consultant who worked for a rival presidential campaign apparently paid a New Orleans magician to use artificial intelligence to impersonate President Joe Biden for a robocall that's now at the center of a multi-state law enforcement investigation. That, according to text messages, call logs, and Venmo transactions, the creator now shared with NBC News. Paul Carpenter says he was hired in January by Steve Kramer, who has worked on ballot access for Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips. to use AI software to make the imitation of Biden's voice urging New Hampshire Democrats not to vote in the state's primary presidential primary. Quote, I created the audio used in the robocall. I did not distribute it, Carpenter said in an interview in New Orleans, where he's currently residing. I was in a situation where someone offered me some money to do something, and I did it. There was no malicious intent. I didn't know how it was going to be distributed. Carpenter, who holds world records in fork bending and straitjacket escapes, but has no fixed address, showed NBC News how he created the fake Biden audio and said he came forward because he regrets his involvement in the ordeal and wants to warn people about how easy it is to use AI to mislead. Wait, so Democrats are using AI to mislead voters. That would never happen, right? Yeah, it gets better. Creating the fake audio took less than 20 minutes and costs only $1, he said, for which he was paid $150, according to Venmo payments from Kramer and his father, Bruce Kramer, that he shared. Quote, it's so scary that it's this easy to do, Carpenter said. People aren't ready for it, referring to the AI technology. Carpenter shared what he says is the original audio file created with 11 labs that appears to be a complete and higher quality version of the recording of the call NBC News previously reported on. The robocall has drawn intense attention from New Hampshire as well as federal law enforcement officials for possibly violating state voter suppression and federal telecom laws. Officials have mentioned the name of a Dallas company that was used to place the automatic phone call to voters ahead of the state's primary and have vowed to investigate, citing a desire to make an example of those involved in the first known example of an AI-generated deepfake being deployed maliciously in an American political campaign. Authorities have not named Carpenter or Steve Kramer as targets of their investigation so far. The players... Steve Kramer is a longtime Democratic political operative, having worked for dozens of campaigns over more than 20 years, including the 2020 presidential campaign of Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West. Steve Kramer initially did not respond to multiple requests from NBC News for comment. Days later, however, he said he would wait to speak on the matter until he publishes something Saturday. Quote, my op-ed will explain it all, he said in a text message to NBC News. The Phillips campaign and the candidate himself expressed outrage when asked about Steve Kramer's alleged involvement, saying they would never work with him again and may pursue legal action if the allegations are in fact confirmed. NBC News has seen no evidence that the campaign directed Steve Kramer or to produce or disseminate the robocall. Federal Election Commission records show that Steve Kramer was paid about $259,000 by Phillips' campaign in December and January. The payments were for ballot access work in New York and Pennsylvania, which includes canvassing for the signatures necessary to qualify for the ballot. The campaign said the work included production and distribution of a robocall that featured Phillips' voice. Payments listed in their campaign finance filings indicate Steve Kramer did get out the vote work. If it's true that Mr. Kramer had any involvement in the creation of deepfake robocalls, he did so of his own volition, which had nothing to do with our campaign, is what Phillips' press secretary, Katie Dolan, said. The fundamental notion of our campaign is the importance of competition, choice, and democracy. We are disgusted to learn that Mr. Kramer is allegedly behind the call. And if the allegations are true, we absolutely denounce his actions. Sure, okay, I believe you there. I'm being sarcastic, of course. Phillips' campaign said its relationship with Kramer ended several weeks ago after he completed his contract to gather signatures to help the candidates get on the ballot in his assigned states, and there has been no communication with him by late Thursday. Now, the magician and this political consultant is the craziest part of the story. Carpenter, who was born in Houston and calls himself a digital nomad artist of life, did not expect to end up in the middle of a national political scandal when he says he met Steve Kramer last year. The only thing missing from the political circus is a magician, and here I am, Carpenter said, who also hosts a podcast, has created instructional videos for mentalism, and says he's performed in 24 different countries. In the past few years, he says he's been building computer programs and experimenting with NTFs in content creation and artificial intelligence, AI. He rides a motorcycle with his Chihuahua mix who wears dog goggles. His political views are eccentric, as he describes it. He speaks of his belief in right-wing conspiracy theories such as deep state and has some issues, quote-unquote, with the first moon landing, but also says he staged a performance art piece where he placed a porcelain toilet on former President Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and pretended to defecate on it. Yeah, this is the guy you want working on your campaign, right? Finally, the magician says he staged several such stunts meant to provoke, he says, such as the one in which he wore only a fig leaf in the Times Square in New York City as an expression of racial authenticity, and another in which he filmed himself portraying various Americans, including white supremacists, with a swastika on his forehead, which he says was about showing that we are all humans despite how much we hate each other. That's the guy you got to work on the presidential campaign. Wow. Finally, he said he and Kramer, the political operative, were introduced through a mutual acquaintance for whom he had done some web design and social media management work. Kramer said he then took an interest in his experience with AI.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
MSNBC saying you must stand with the Russian opposition leader's wife giving supporting aid to her. That's number one. This while ABC News debunks their own headline where they claim that there's crushing sanctions on Russia and then admit, yeah, the sanctions are basically going to do nothing at all. We also are now being told from Ambassador Thomas Greenfield that Ukraine needs this assistance to continue to fight this war, or we will be in a major war for the rest of our lives. That's the new threat coming from the left. Take a listen to the ambassador saying this on CNN this morning.
Joining us now is the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield. We appreciate your time, Madam Ambassador. I want to start. We see another round of sanctions. This is already the most, I think, significant sanctions regime that's ever been implemented, particularly given the scale in the alliance that's put them into place. But it also...
By the way, if this is true that these are like... sanctions at a level we've never seen before, all right? So that's the propaganda now from CNN being pushed out there. Why did we wait virtually 3 years to do it? Why did we wait a year to do it? Why did we wait 2 years to do it? If this is supposed to be some great deterrent, why did we wait this long to do it if we were trying to truly stop the war with Ukraine? Wouldn't we have done this day one? Why did we wait 3 years? If you saw that the war was going into a stalemate, then why wouldn't you have done it then? By the way, this will have zero impact on Russia's decision whether to continue or to pull out of Ukraine, just so everyone understands that.
So it seems it comes at the same time where Russia has made gains on the battlefield, and it feels like the momentum has started to shift somewhat. How concerned is the administration about the trajectory of this war?
Look, the administration has been working diligently to get the assistance to the Ukrainian effort, including pressing Congress to provide needed funding. But the Ukrainians' resilience can't be played down here. They have taken back 50% of the territory that Russia stole from them. And they will keep fighting. They are not asking us to fight for them. They're asking us to assist them, to give them the tools that they need to continue the fight. And we're working to try to get that to them.
Madam Ambassador, I wonder what you make of this from the former Ukrainian First Lady, Katerina Yushchenko. Here's what she told us yesterday.
The delay in arms is costing us thousands of people every day. And if we had gotten the aid when the threats had first started, if we had gotten the aid when the new escalation had first started, it would be over. But we have been fighting with a very limited capacity. And, you know, I think that's very important for the U.S. and Europe to understand that withdrawing assistance will not make the war shorter.
Her assessment that had this aid gotten there earlier, the war would be over. And she means with Ukraine as a victor. I wonder if you agree with that assessment.
You know, I'm not a military strategist, mm-hmm. so I can't say that. But I can say that the president has been clear that Ukraine needs this assistance to continue to fight this war. They're on the front lines of fighting for democracy. And that's why it is so important that we get this aid and this assistance to them as quickly as we possibly can. And I know that they are frustrated. I know the president is frustrated, and we're all frustrated. We want to see them get the support that they need so that they can continue to defend themselves and to defend democracy.
Yeah, the president has been unequivocal about the desire to have that happen. Obviously, Congress would need to actually come back to Washington.
I love how they keep using this line over again, to defend democracy. The Democrats have really gone all in to own that line. Like, we must defend democracy. They're not defenders of democracy. If they were, they would do things very different than how they're doing them now. They are not defenders of democracy. That is a lie. Anyone that listens to them knows that is a lie. They have never been the defenders of democracy. But they're trying to own it, going into this election, acting like somehow they are true defenders of democracy, which they are not. Do not let them hijack the narrative here. And every time they tell you that they're doing some great thing with sanctions, as they keep saying it right now, also remind them, okay, why is the Russian oligarch still not sanctioned that sent $3 million to the Biden crime family whose husband was the former mayor of Moscow? Somebody needs to answer that question. Somebody please answer that question. I'm waiting. I want to hear it. I want to know. Because this is total crap, and it's propaganda from the left, and I think everybody knows that it is propaganda from the left. Make sure you please share this podcast and this show anywhere that you can on social media to get the word out. It is important. Make sure you pay attention to what Tony Bobulinski says, and a lot of this will, I'm sure, leak out this coming week. But if there's anybody that the Biden crime family is afraid of their testimony, it's Tony Bobulinski, because they know what he knows, because they were sitting down with him doing the business deals. And the business deals, to quote Hunter, was buying access to my dad. See you back here tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie, because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.